Good morning, thanks for tuning in. The Australian share market can look forward to a solid start to trade on Monday. The futures are pointing to a gain of around 0.5% for the ASX 200. As you can see here with this chart, the futures ended around the best levels of the after-hour session. That was a reflection of a pretty upbeat session as far as US markets were concerned. Over the course of recent weeks, we have seen a procession of new record highs struck. So that was the case once again at the end of last week with the S&P 500 and the Dow doing likewise. The weekly improvement for the S&P 500 up by 1.4%. So the reflection there is of a picture where we're seeing a bit of a purple patch when it comes to economic news. But be it in the United States or further afield, we've seen numerous examples of that over the course of the last little while, be it China or indeed our own economy as far as the Australian picture is concerned. So that's all coming down to a finer point when it comes to stock markets. And at the same time, you are seeing contain bond yields, which is encouraging given the fact that there seems to be some sort of an equilibrium established between stocks and the interest rate markets and indeed the economic picture. So that's significant. The most recent iteration of economic news out of the US painted that picture with housing starts at their highest levels since 2006. In the last month, that measure up by almost 20%. So it's one thing to be issued a permit. It's another one to actually get a shovel and turn a sod of soil in to start an initiative. And this just highlights the strength that we're seeing in housing markets, not only in the United States, but more broadly as well. And that all dovetails with the stronger reading that we saw for consumer sentiment. According to the Michigan University survey, which is an influential measure, it's currently at its highest levels in 12 months. So again, that dovetails with that optimistic narrative that we're seeing. So on the local front this week, we have got less tier one economic news. There'll be market outcomes though to look forward to, including new stocks listing, amongst them Latitude Financial, which was formerly known as General Electric Finance, GE Finance. So this has struggled to get to the market on a couple of occasions. So it'll be interesting to see how this is received by investors. But given the fact that the market's only 100 points away from a record high where the ASX 200 is concerned, demand for new issues seems to be well supported at the moment. Elsewhere, the other important factor to keep in mind is that we're seeing multi-year highs as far as commodity prices are concerned. In the case of iron ore, the highest levels in 9.5 years. We've got oil prices having just enjoyed their best weekly improvement since the early part of March, up by 6.5% in the case of NYMEX light sweet crude. So that itself speaks to the reopening of the global economy. We had a good improvement for gold prices last week, up by around 2% in weekly terms. Lead and copper up by around 3%. So that groundswell of optimism should translate to the resource sector this week, and that should be highlighted by some high-profile quarterly production reports in the form of BHP and Rio Tinto. So a fair bit to look at and to calibrate instruments by this week. Have a good week. The Aussie dollar is also trading at around 77.3 US cents.